Good evening. About a year ago now, I was taking public transit home from my university in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And when I say public transit, what I mean is a car that barely made it out of the 1970s with no window, usually a coat hanger for a door handle, and four people squished into the back seat, maybe five if you're lucky. So I'm sitting there, squished into the back seat, looking out the window, thinking about what homework I'm gonna have to get done when I get home, when this awful screech begins. Quietly at first, but building in noise as the car decreases in speed. We hit about 15 miles an hour and the engine dies and we roll to a stop at a traffic light in the middle of a four-lane street. The driver turns around, looks at us and says, "Well, looks like we're out of gas. You all hang tight." Gets out the car and walks off down the street. So the five of us look at each other, grumble a bit about the public transit in the Dominican Republic, look over and watch, and this actually happened, as a second car runs out of gas and pulls up next to us at the same intersection. We all kind of laugh, and under a sort of mutual accord, hop out of the car, walk up the street, and wait for the next bus to flag down. That was 1 year ago. 2 years ago, had that happened to me, I would have freaked out. But as it was, I took it in stride, caught the next bus, got home half hour, 45 minutes late, and went about my evening. And I think the reason I wasn't totally freaked out is because now I'm less easily stressed and I'm more confident dealing with unexpected situations. And honestly, that's a moment I'm really proud of, because it proved to me a change that I liked in myself. There's a lot of moments like that from my last 4 years. But this diploma that we're all about to receive, this diploma that says, my name, Lewis and Clark College, and one department, sure, there's some of you with two or three or seven, I don't know, I have one. And that's all it says. How can that diploma represent these broken down on the street moments? I honestly wasn't sure that it could represent that. I'm an extremely different person than I was 4 years ago when I started at Lewis and Clark. Different in a way that I'm really proud of, but in a way I can't really describe without using words like interesting and well-rounded that are vague and unsatisfactory. And sure, maybe the reason I've changed is because I can say Midori no momo ga daisuki desu, which, if you're curious, means I really love green peaches. Use that one when you travel to Japan. Maybe I've changed because I can have a discussion about the expansion of the universe or about Fifth Amendment case law. But maybe, actually, the changes I'm proud of is a new ability to debate with my friends and debate about topics I know nothing about rather than shy away from them because I can bullshit with confidence. Maybe I've changed because of the people I've met. People who know and think different things from myself. People who know how to dance Argentine tango, know how to set a broken arm. People who've run a marathon or read Chaucer or play trombone. Maybe I'm different because I've learned how to question myself. I've learned how to question others. I've learned how to look around at things in my daily life, notice them, and wonder about them. Like, why doesn't ink pour out the back end of a ballpoint pen? Or why do bare feet make different sounds on a floor than high heels? Those are the things I'm actually proud of from my 4 years at Lewis and Clark. That's what I look back on and want to remember and want to celebrate. That's what I think I've gotten from Lewis and Clark. But as I think about it, I'm sure that the paper we're about to receive, yes, I know we're not actually about to receive it, we'll get it in the mail later on, but when we get it, it will say in nice big bold letters smack in the middle of the paper, Lewis and Clark College. And when all of those moments that I'm so proud of happened because I came to Lewis and Clark College, how can that diploma not represent them? That diploma and this day are my symbol of what Lewis and Clark was. And I will be so proud to hold that paper in my hand because it represents all that and more that I can't list in a 7-minute speech. So congratulations to each and every one of you that are getting that diploma. Congratulations on all of your broken down on the side of street moments and on all of the ways you've changed. Good job, and congratulations to the class of 2015.